live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man who has been found guilty of the manslaughter of his partner in Donegal 4 years ago has been described as evil by the victim's family. On the fourth anniversary of the murder of journalist Lira McKee, the Taoiseach just says the North cannot be dragged back to its violent past. There's been a possible sighting of a Donegal man missing for over 2 years. Gardaí are investigating a suspected arson after a fire at a vacant house in Ballybofey in the early hours of Saturday morning last. And a special meeting of Donegal County Council will take place on Monday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news though, a man who has been found guilty of the manslaughter of his partner in Donegal 4 years ago has been described as evil by the victim's family. The sentencing hearing of 31-year-old Richard Burke began today at the Central Criminal Court. Mairead Cleary reports.
28-year-old Jasmine McMonagall was beaten and then strangled to death by her on and off partner Richard Burke in her home in Killigordon in County Donegal on the 4th of January 2019. Last month, Mr. Burke was found guilty of manslaughter after a jury heard undisputed evidence that his responsibility was diminished by mental illness. At the start of his sentence hearing today, Jasmine's sister Jenna told the court she would call Richard Burke a monster or an animal, but that he was something else entirely. Jasmine's mother, Jacqueline, says she still gets anxiety when she has to lift up a kitchen knife after hearing the graphic details of Jasmine's death. The court heard how Jasmine's daughters are coping with life without their mother, with their grandmother saying they ask questions no child should have to ask. The court heard Jasmine's eldest daughter is genuinely fearful of anyone who bears a resemblance of Mr. Burke and is afraid he will get out of prison and harm her or her sister. Richard Burke was visibly upset during the course of today's hearing and will find out his sentence on the 22nd of May. Mairead Cleary at the Central Criminal Courts.
On the fourth anniversary of the murder of journalist Lira McKee, the Taoiseach says the North cannot be dragged back to its violent past. The 29-year-old was shot dead by dissident Republicans while covering a riot in Derry in 2019. The anniversary of her death comes the same month as the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told a conference in Belfast there must not be a return to the violence of the past.
And on the fourth anniversary of the murder of Lira McKee, and so soon after the attempted murder of DCI Caldwell, that is a fundamental principle we need to continually reassert.
There's been a possible sighting of a Donegal man missing for over 2 years. Cian Langlin was last seen in the Hornhead area in September 2020. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Cian Langlin was reported missing from the Falkara area after last being seen on Sunday, September 27th, 2020 in Hornhead. He was 27 at the time. His mother, Anthea, has confirmed there has been a possible sighting of Cian in Donegal. She's asking the person who contacted her to contact Milford Garda Station. Anthea says she is grateful to know that people are still keeping an eye out for her son, adding that it helps keep the hope alive. Cian is described as being 5 feet 8 inches in height, of medium build, and with sandy coloured hair.
Gardaí are appealing for information to help identify a group of youths seen in the Lena Moore area of Muff at the time of a break-in. The back door of the property, which is currently under construction, was smashed and a number of sets of keys to the house taken between 3 and 5pm on Saturday last. Gardaí say a group of youths were seen in the area between those times and they are urging anyone who notices them to come forward to help identify them. Garda Grainne Doherty is asking anyone with information to come forward.
This house is currently under construction at Lena Moore Muff. The burglary is believed to have occurred between 3pm and 5pm on Saturday the 15th of April. So the back door of the property was smashed, entry gained, and a number of sets of keys belonging to the property, to the doors of the property, were stolen from within the house. So a group of youths were seen in and around that area between those times. So we ask anybody who may have noticed these young people and who can identify them to make contact with us, if only to rule them out of our investigation. So if anybody observed any suspicious activity in that area during that 2-hour time frame, we ask them to contact Gardaí and Bunkrana.
Meanwhile, investigations are continuing after a house in the Gortley Road area of Letterkenny was broken into and money stolen on Saturday afternoon last. At around 4:45, the resident of the property returned to discover an unknown man at the rear door to the house. He subsequently fled in the direction of Whitethorn. The rear window of the house had been smashed and entry gained. A number of rooms had also been disturbed. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This happened on the Gortley Road area of Letterkenny on Saturday the 15th of April. Happened in around 4:45 p.m. So the resident of that property arrived home. They discovered an unknown man standing at the rear door of the house. So this man, upon seeing that the resident had returned, took off running in the direction of Whitethorn. The rear window of the house had been smashed, entry had been gained, a number of rooms had been disturbed, and a small amount of cash had been stolen from the property. This man was described as being quite tall, close to 6 foot possibly, with short hair. He was wearing blue jeans and a blue jacket. Anybody that may have seen this man in the area of the Gortley Road or in the area of Whitethorn, we would ask them to make contact with us, or if anybody travelled in those areas who had a dash cam between maybe 4:15 p.m. and 5 p.m, we ask them to contact us also.
The owner of a flock of sheep attacked by a dog in the area of Maharorty Beach yesterday has issued a direct appeal to the dog's owner. It's emerged that as well as one ewe who was in lamb being driven into the water by the dog and which was subsequently mauled, a four-week-old lamb was also killed and another ewe and lamb attacked, while five sheep are still missing. After the attack, it's believed the owner of the dog fled the scene. Mary told today's 9 till noon show that the incident is deeply traumatising.
That owner, if he's listening today, I hope he is, if he's listening today, you left those sheep down there. You did not even confidentially ring somebody and say there's a vet needed there, there's been dogs at sheep or something. Did not make any attempt to try and get somebody to help the damage of that was actually inflicted upon the sheep. And obviously we would have had a big kill there a couple of years ago. We would have lost 22 by a husky dog. Now this dog yesterday, the owner, he would have had what we can describe as, the witness says, it was a black long-haired collie dog. And obviously he would be covered in blood, so somebody is aware of who this dog is. Obviously, we're blessed in that we rang Milford Garda station and they were so good. And they had the sergeant in Fulcara and his colleague come out to us yesterday. And they were actually there about 3:30. So this would have occurred between 10 to 2 and probably 10 to 3. And by the time I became aware of it and went down to the car park, obviously the person had fled with their dog. We do have a community centre there that has CCTV, and we also have the school at the top of the lane, which has CCTV. Regardless of the cost of the death of sheep or whatnot, it's the upset of on the sheep. It's the suffering that occurred because of this.
The Public Expenditure Minister says it's not credible that Mary Lou MacDonald was unaware of Jonathan Dowdall's links to crime. The former Sinn Féin councillor was the state's key witness in its case against Jerry the Monk Hutch, who was found not guilty of murder yesterday. Mr Dowdall was found guilty of facilitating the murder of David Byrne in Dublin's Regency Hotel in 2016. Pascal Donoghue, who represents the same constituency as Mary Lou MacDonald, says the Sinn Féin leader has a number of questions to answer.
We now know Mary Lou MacDonald did receive a donation from Jonathan Dowdall. Why did it take so long for her and her party to confirm that a personal donation was received? Why did it take 4 months? What happened to that money? Has it been returned?
A new direct flight from Derry to Heathrow could be a game changer in terms of attracting investors to the northwest. That's according to Foyle MLA Patrick De Largy. New direct flights from the City of Derry Airport to Heathrow will begin on May the 6th. The Foyle MLA says the service will be key in enhancing infrastructure in the region.
We're delighted to see this, and we've been working with our Sinn Féin colleagues in Donegal, particularly Patrick McLaughlin, around this for a number of months now. We recently met with the airport and we're delighted to see that this has changed. I think what this means for Derry and for the wider northwest region is obviously more connections to London, which is great for tourism, great for business. But what's even more important is those added connections around the world. So this will mean connecting flights to the Middle East, to America, where we know so many young people have emigrated now and so many people are looking to travel. So this is a really, really good opportunity for the Northwest. I think it really strengthens connections from City of Derry Airport and will really boost our local economy.
And it is vital for the Northwest, particularly because of the lack of infrastructure here.
It is. And again, that's something that we've been working on across the country. That's the real strength of our team, is that we're working on that through local government in terms of council, through the Assembly, and also through the Dáil as well, through our colleagues in Donegal. So it's great to see this coming to fruition. We'll be doing this in tandem with trying to get better infrastructure links in terms of rail and obviously in terms of the A5 as well. We've seen great boost through the A6 and the difference that that has already made. So what we're hoping to happen now is that this will attract not only regional investors but international investors coming here, who have always cited the airport as a key element in attracting business and attracting trade to this region.
Gardaí are investigating a suspected arson attack after a fire was reported at a vacant house in the Sheshe O'Neill area of Ballybofey in the early hours of Saturday morning last. Meanwhile, incidents involving criminal damage to glass panels on the doors of houses in Letterkenny and Castlefin are also being investigated. Sean O'Regan has more.
Between 1 and 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, the fire services attended the scene and extinguished the flames, but there was substantial damage caused. Nobody was injured. Gardaí say they are investigating all of the circumstances surrounding the fire and have not ruled out the possibility that it may have been started deliberately. The house in question is not far from St Mary's Chapel and School, and Gardaí are urging anyone who noticed anything suspicious or has dashcam footage to come forward. Gardaí are also investigating a criminal damage incident in the Emmett Park area of Castlefin at around 1 o'clock on Sunday morning, in which two glass panels in the front door of a house were smashed. A man was seen running from the address and getting into the passenger seat of a car before leaving the area. Meanwhile, a brick was thrown through the glass panel in the back door of a house in St Eunan's Court, Letterkenny, between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on Thursday night, Friday morning last. Entry was not gained to the house, and Gardaí are urging anyone with information to come forward.
A special meeting of Donegal County Council will take place on Monday. The draft Letterkenny plan and local transport plan will be up for consideration. The County Development Plan 2024 to 2030 is also up for discussion.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Well, the funeral of Craig Breen took place in Waterford today. Hundreds turned out to pay their respects to the World Rally Championship driver who was killed in a testing accident last Thursday. His team Hyundai Motorsport will run a special livery in their cars at this weekend's Croatia Rally in remembrance of the 33-year-old. Moving on to soccer, and Chelsea interim manager Frank Lampard believes his team can upset the odds and beat Real Madrid tonight. The two sides meet at Stamford Bridge in the second leg of the Champions League quarter-final, with Real leading 2-0. Despite the deficit, Lampard says Chelsea have a chance.
There's no doubt that we're a competitive team and we deserve to be here in this stage of the competition. We also understand that the opponent is really high level. Back on those things is to say that it's always possible to create that story and start that story, and we do have that opportunity.
Well, Napoli are hoping to reach the Champions League semi-finals for the first time in their history tonight. However, they must overturn a 1-0 first leg deficit at home to AC Milan. Both of tonight's second legs start at 8 o'clock. In the championships, there's six games down for decision. Rotherham, they host Burnley, who can be crowned champions tonight if they win, and Sheffield United fail to win. Sheffield United, they're at home to Bristol City. Elsewhere, Stoke City play bottom club Wigan Athletic. Sunderland play Huddersfield. Millwall are up against Birmingham, and Blackpool, they host West Bromwich Albion. In the Irish League Championship, there's one game down for decision tonight. Derrickview, they play Ballinamallard. Quarter to 8's the kick-off time in that one. A Derrickview win would put them clear of the automatic relegation place and would also move them 5 clear of Institute, who sit in the relegation promotion playoff place with 2 games to go. In other news cross-channel, Nottingham Forest have been fined £55,000 after admitting an FA charge of failing to ensure their players acted in an orderly fashion against Wolves. They surrounded the referee while appealing for a penalty in the first half of their 1-1 draw of the Premier League game earlier this month. and the assistant referee who was cleared of elbowing Liverpool's Andy Robertson will return to action this weekend. Konstantin Hatzidakis will be on the line for Saturday's championship game with between Preston and Blackburn. He'll then be assistant VAR for Leeds against Leicester in the Premier League next Tuesday. In Gaelic games, the GPA has called for an introduction of an official squad charter for female inter-county players from the 2024 season. The Players Association has led the way in integration between the male and female Gaelic games associations. GPA CEO Tom Parsons says players shouldn't have to wait until full integration under the GAA banner for the introduction of a squad charter. On the pitch, the Airgrid Leinster Under-20 Football Championship line-out will be decided later on this evening. In the first semi-final at 6:30, Meath take on Dublin before Laois and Kildare do battle from 7:30. And in round four of the Munster Minor Hurling Championship, Clare meet Cork and is Tipperary up against Limerick. Both those games throw in at 7 o'clock. In rugby, Munster will have to secure their place in next season's Champions Cup without RG Snyman this Saturday. The Lock has been ruled out of their final regular season URC game with the Sale Sea Sharks in Durban as he follows the return to play protocols. In cricket, Ireland were the victims of Sri Lanka's biggest ever test victory today. Chasing a Sri Lankan first innings total of 591, Ireland were bowled out for 143 this morning in Galle. Forced to follow on, Ireland's second innings just added 168 runs to their total, handing Sri Lanka a victory by an innings and 280 runs. In snooker, Anthony McGill has come from two frames to nil down to lead Judd Trump 4-3 in their World Championship first round match. John Higgins, he's through to the last 16, having completed a 10-2 victory over David Grace. Higgins will face either Gary Wilson or Elliot Slesser in round two, with Wilson resuming this evening 7-2 up on his opponent. And after the start of their match was interrupted by protesters last night, Robert Milkins and Joe Perry, they returned to the Crucible floor. Finally, for this evening, back to motorsport. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz will keep his 5-second time penalty at the Australian Formula One Grand Prix after a petition for a review was dismissed. The Spaniard was demoted from 4th to 12th in Melbourne following a collision with Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso. Stewards have decided Ferrari weren't able to produce new significant and relevant evidence to reopen the case. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Donegal is one of the least afforested counties in Ireland. That's according to CSO figures published today, which show a 13% increase nationally from 2021 to 2022. Last year, 21 hectares of land was afforested in Donegal, one less than in 2021. The county had 64 acres of afforested land in 2018. That figure has been in decline since. Meanwhile, the Department of Agriculture has issued an orange level forest fire warning. It says this comes from weather patterns and expected risks. A notice says people should not cause or light a fire in a forest or open land area and do not attempt to fight a fire yourself. The warning is in place until Saturday evening. The St Vincent de Paul organisation in the Northwest is seeking volunteers to help in its housing division. The organisation has over 210 homes in 17 locations across the region and is seeking new volunteers, both in terms of managing and maintaining the homes and also supporting the tenants. An information evening will take place tomorrow night at St Mary's Hall in Buncrana. Paula Kenny is the National Manager of the St Vincent de Paul Housing Division.
Along with the core work of the society, we're also an approved housing body and we provide homes to over 920 people nationally. Over 210 of those homes are provided in the Northwest region across Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo. Those homes have been delivered and are managed by a network of volunteer groups. And we provide homes across 17 locations in the Northwest region. So we typically accommodate older people, and that category of need lends itself very well to the volunteer-led management. As a society, we want to strengthen our volunteer base on an ongoing basis. We look to recruit new volunteers, make sure we have sufficient numbers across our areas. In terms of skill set, we can look at it across two areas. On the property side, there's work around looking at, you know, the repairs and maintenance side of property. And then when you look at the people side, the work on that side of things is varied. It can range from, you know, rental income management to tenancy selection. We often need to signpost our tenants to different supports within the community. And also a lot of the tenants that we accommodate come to us that mightn't have family or friends around them. So we like to create a sense of community, and we often host different events and run different activities for our tenants. And that can, you know, can be anything from coffee mornings to book clubs or gardening classes or whatever. So there's lots that people can get involved in.
Money has been allocated to the Crossroads and Killigordon enterprise to investigate the potential benefits of the River Finn to the local community. Donna Marie Doherty has more details.
Crossroads and Killigordon enterprise have been awarded €5,000 under the local authority's waters programme. The funding came as part of a national fund of €500,000. The money will be used to carry out a professional feasibility study into the potential benefits of the River Finn and its tributaries. The study will also look how they could benefit the local area's economy and health and well-being of its inhabitants. The study also aims to establish ways to improve the quality of the waterways for aquatic life, as well as the possibility of providing riverside walkways for potential Blue Way development.
With an eye dry and mostly sunny today, highest temperatures of 15 or 16 degrees in a moderate easterly breeze. The closing headlines this evening: a man who has been found guilty of the manslaughter of his partner in Donegal 4 years ago has been described as evil by the victim's family. The sentencing hearing of 31-year-old Richard Burke began today at the Central Criminal Court. On the fourth anniversary of the murder of journalist Lyra McKee, the Taoiseach just says the North cannot be dragged back to its violent past. The 29-year-old was shot dead by dissident Republicans while covering a riot in Derry in 2019. There's been a possible sighting of a Donegal man missing for over 2 years. Cian Langlin was last seen in the Hornhead area in September 2020. And a new direct flight from Derry to Heathrow could be a game changer in terms of attracting investors to the northwest. That's according to Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 18th of April. The death has taken place of Sister Mary McHugh, Ursuline Convent, Temple Street, Sligo, and formerly of Carrigart, reposing at Nazareth Chapel, Church Hill, Sligo, from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, concluding with evening prayer at 6:15. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated on Thursday at 12 noon in the Nazareth Chapel, Church Hill, Sligo, followed by burial in the Ursuline Convent Cemetery, Finiston, Sligo. The death has occurred of Thomas Gallagher, 88, Crohan Heights, Lifford. Thomas will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:20, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Francis O'Donnell, 173, Ardconnell, Ardra. His remains are reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, with removal this evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Sally Brown, formerly of Carrickohan, Ahearn, reposing at her sister-in-law May Brown's home at 27 Trainamungan Road, Carrickohan, Ahearn. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahearn, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Barney Kerr, Ballyboe, Rathmullen. Remains reposing at his home with wake until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Nora Boyce, Pier Road, Donnings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrickgart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Patsy McLaughlin, Rye, Crook, Carndonagh, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.